Huh?
What?
Am I going to do it from your
show? You have to. You don't have any choice if you want to do your show, Dan.
Legalize it, yeah, yeah, and I will advertise it. Some call it tamty, some call it. The best thing you can do. Doctor smoking, nurse smoking, judges smoking, even the lawyers. Good for the food. Good for asthma. Good for tuberculosis. Even humoral.
Central America. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, Knowledge Station, the Cannabis Show, coming at you. And I need some phone calls today, otherwise we got to get out of here. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. What we talk about here is cannabis of all types. We got medical cannabis. We have educational cannabis. We have environmentally free cannabis. We have green cannabis. We have another kind of cannabis. We have hemp cannabis for all your products and everything that we need in earth and clean up the air. Okay, what we got today is a lot of stuff, and I want to hear some people call me, so I know there is some people actually out there. My number is 661-467-2407. What we have here is a little bit of a show, and it's 661-467-2407. Have a show that's going to be a little bit of entertainment and songs and a little bit of knowledge, and it's all based on, of course, marijuana and hemp. But cannabis is actually what it's based on, and all types of cannabis, okay? I'd like to throw this in right now. It's a big, big weekend coming up, folks. It's going to start on Friday in some cities, and it's going to go all weekend. Some people, it's going to be on Saturday. Some people, it's going to be on Sunday. It's a march for marijuana. It's the Global Marijuana March, right? It's the second year that I know of. It's going to be in 148 cities in 33 nations. And a lot of them are going to be on the 3rd. And some will be on the 4th and some will be on the 2nd. Because here I have one. I hear one is going to be in Portland, I know. It's going to be at the Pioneer Courthouse Square. That's down on 6th and Morris, and I used to catch the bus to go home down there, but I don't even think you can ride a bus. I don't even think that street's open for buses anymore. I don't know. They've changed all that. It's from 11 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Hey, man, that's really cool because it's going to be on Friday. So everything's going to be open, so be there on Friday, right? Okay, it's going to be also... It's going to be after the march. Everybody's going to head out to the Cannabis Cafe, and that's at 322 Southeast 82nd, which would be just, as you head out to 82nd, just right, take a right on 82nd. You head out on Burnside, say, and take a right, and it's just about 3 blocks down, right? I know that. Okay, let me see. Yeah, it doesn't say right here, but... Okay, so here's what you do. They're in their cities all over the world. I don't see any in Jamaica. I see them in Costa Rica. I see them in Colombia, Argentina, Buenos Aires, and all over Rio de Janeiro. Almost everyone has them. I notice that I don't see any of the islands in the Caribbean aren't on here. I don't know what's the deal. So anyhow, it's the first Sun. It's this first weekend of this month, and so... Here's where you go, right? You go to MMM, Million Marijuana March, okay? And there are many local names too. See the GMM Facebook pages. Or you can go to Global Cannabis March. All these things you can go to and you're going to find it. It's MMM or Million Marijuana March. Or the Global Cannabis March, or GMM, that's Global Marijuana March, on Facebook pages. So, yeah, it's been going on since 1999, and 843 different cities have signed up for it in 72 different nations. So, you guys, you got to go for a march. In Portland, they say bring instruments and bring signs. And, you know, you guys are going to sing and march and have a good time. I mean, you know, it's a party too, right? Okay. So, first of all, we're going to do what we usually do here. We're going to kick back a little bit and, you know, take it easy. And, you know, so, because it's been a hard day, I'm sure, for most people. So, we need to kick back. If I can get this computer to work, I'm working on a different computer tonight. Okay, here we go. We're getting down here. I refeel. Let's try these guys here and see if we can kind of take it easy, kick back a bit, okay? Mm-hmm. To have my assistant check and see if I'm on CRS radio. Get a better sound over there, and she's going to check right now and check it out. And this is, No?
No, that's Gregor Isaacs playing over on CRS radio.
Dan. Okay, you guys can't go over there. She's not giving us permission to go over there yet.
Damn.
Okay, you can give us a call at 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. And I want to know whatever you want to know. Give me a call or any experience or anything you know about any of this, marijuana, any of the cannabis, marijuana, medical.
What if people want to know something about it? Maybe they have a sick relative or, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'll help them with it. I've got all the news on all that stuff, diseases, all the 700 diseases.
I heard last night a story on a Costa Rican channel here about a woman who's giving the oil to her daughter who has epilepsy.
Yeah.
And a testimonial from her about how it cured her daughter from having the seizures.
Yeah, we know it does. I mean, there's been so many people in the States. Many people had to move from the East Coast, well, from all over, had to take their children, dump everything they had, and move to Colorado because they couldn't get medical marijuana in their state, and it's the only thing that could save their children. I mean, they were beating themselves together. They were having many fits per day. I can't remember how many.
Oh,
can you?
Hundreds.
Oh, God, it was terrible, man. These little poor little guys, man. And the drugs they were putting them on didn't help them, but it made them just wasted to the world. Yeah, okay, so it's a bum trip. Okay, if you've been watching or been paying any attention, there's been a lot of propaganda lately, especially on FOX. How that, you know, if you smoke marijuana, you know, it lowers your IQ, and, well, it makes you dumb, right? You're stony, right? Okay, well, they also found out here recently, they just did a study, but they did find a study that it doesn't. Beer does, yeah, it screws up your brain, a teenager's brain, a young person's brain. It will screw it up if they have, like, 5 beers a week. Marijuana, no. Okay, that's clear. A study published lately that people with high IQs are more likely to use illegal drugs as young adults. So the higher IQ, because you're bored with society or whatever, you know. For the study, researchers used for 8,000 people from Britain, and they checked their scores at the ages of 5 to 10. Oh, I see. 5 to 10. And then years later, 5 to 10 later, and then 5 to 10 later. And the data was gauged at the use of 16 and again at 30. Okay. After analyzing the data, researchers found that the men with high IQ scores at the age of 5 were around 50% more likely to have used illegal drugs as ecstasy and cannabis compared to those with considerably low scores when they were adults. Okay, they're probably drinking beer. For women, the link was even stronger. Those with high IQs were nearly twice as likely to use illegal drugs compared to those with lower IQs. I do find kind of a hole in this, a link in here that I think it is kind of crazy because, of course, the people with the higher IQs are going to be when they're like 30 years old or whatever, making a lot more money so they can afford it, right? Okay. Oh, another one, you guys. You know, this marijuana is killing, you know, curing everything right now. Now they find out that the THC kills stomach cancer cells. It almost kills every cancer cell I've read about, actually. A new study conducted by the Catholic University of Korea College of Medicine, published in the Journal of Anti-Cancer Research, has found promising evidence that THC may be the best medicine available to treat stomach cancer, especially when traditional medicine has been ineffective. During the study, researchers used cancer cells that were resistant to chemotherapy and doused the cells with synthetic form of delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, one of the primary compounds found in the cannabis. Researchers noted a drastic reduction in the survival rate of the cells that were exposed to the synthetic THC. And the other THC is much better, folks, because they've been finding a lot of people get sick on this synthetic thing now. When conducting the study, researchers found that the larger doses of THC led to higher rates of cancer cell death, validating the initial find that it can be effective treatment. Natural THC is more effective. Well, that's what I was just saying, because the natural is much better. Although more research is needed, hopefully this study, in addition to numerous others, that have been released recently will pave the way for cannabis being used as a standard and not alternative medicine in treating various kinds of cancers. God, huh, you guys? It's amazing. It's amazing what this... It's a miracle drug, and they're just finding... Every day they find out another cancer, another thing it cures. Man. If only we would have known that all the time instead of, you know, studying it while it was under prohibition. Okay, I'm going to hit you with a few more songs, and we're going to talk about the men, okay, here we go. We're going to call it Herb Man by Ketchik Fire, and then we're going to play about another Herb Man, and then, oh, the Herb Vendor, and then we're going to play on Don't Step on the Grass Sand.
Come on!
I'm calling Mr. Wally and full dead silence. Tita Kale. Officially. Yeah. I am the Vinda. The cool charge Linda. I surrender. No other agenda. But I am the Vinda. Think I just got me a Vinda. We'll be right back.
smoking of the noble weed. You need much more than him. You've been telling lies so long, some believe they're true. So they close the rights to things you have no right to do. Just as soon as you are gone, hope will start to climb. Please don't stay around too long, you're wasting precious time.
What, 45 years later, and it's the same bull. And that was Steppenwolf talking about it coming out about 1969, talking about the same thing. Yeah, and before that, we had Catch a Fire with Callie Man, and before that, we had Leroy Horsemouth Wallace, man. Yeah. Okay, anybody wants to call me, they can call me. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, Knowledge Station. The Cannabis Show. Give me a call at 661-467-2407. You got any questions about any type of cannabis or anything you'd like me to find out for you, I'll do it. No, no problema. No problema. That means no problem. Okay. Then this is 661-467-2407. Okay, we'll see what we got here. Talk a little bit. I'll talk a little to you here, huh? President Obama. This is cool, everyone. I want you to listen up because, well, we all know about this, okay? President Obama plans to release hundreds, perhaps thousands of inmates jailed for drug offenses early. Well, you know, thousands. I mean, it should be like hundreds of thousands, but what? Okay, we're getting some, right? We're getting some out. And it says the Obama administration has announced that it will actively encouraging prisoners serving sentences for drug offenses for clemency, with a goal of releasing hundreds, if not thousands, of inmates early. White House counsel Catherine, I don't know what her name is, Rumeyer or something, spoke about the presidential's plans to grant widespread clemency at New York University Law School last Tuesday, indicating that the Obama administration is officially recognizing the harm associated with the war on drugs, and more specifically, the war on low-level drug offenses, because, you know, the guys that are getting busted, you know, their minority races is like six, blacks are six times, they're six times arrested more than whites. Okay, the president believes that one of the important purposes can be to help correct the effects of the outdated and over-harsh sentences that Congress and America people have since recognized are no longer in the best interest of justice. This effort also reflects the reality that our overburdened federal prison population includes many low-level, nonviolent offenders without sufficient criminal histories. In other words, They're going to start letting the people out, and pretty soon, well, we'll talk about it later. It's a wonderful thing. I know it's just a start, like I say, because there's hundreds of thousands, I'm sure, in there for the same thing. President Obama has instructed that the Justice Department to improve his clemency reclamation process in order to calculate the massive increase of clemency petitions he plans to sign before leaving office. You know, every time a president leaves, he gives clemency to a lot of people. I think the last guy gave it to a bunch of women for, I don't remember for what, but got him out early for that, whatever it was. This time it's going to be low-level drug offenders. Okay, so he says officials are paying a massive increase of clemency petitions to sign before leaving office. Officials are preparing for the updated petition approval process as well as upcoming personal adjustments, including this expected registration of current pardon attorney Ronald Reagan, who has been accused of, resignation of him. He's going to get out of there because he's been accused of mishandling the clemency request in the past. In other words, he's a dick, and I got to get him out of there. He's probably in there before with the other guys. The major overhaul offer hopes to thousands of inmates. The major overhaul offers hope to thousands of inmates currently serving prison sentences for drug offenses, presenting them with a chance of early release that months ago would have been seen nothing more than a pipe dream. To date, President Obama has granted clemency to a total of just 10 people. 10 people he has so far. Well, he's going to do the big one here before he gets out, and our friends are going to be back, right? Oh, it's stupid. Man, to have be good, arrested for having pot 3 times under your possession and going to prison. It was all a scam. We all knew it. When they did it, they built all that. They sold all the prisons for companies random, probably like, I don't know who they were because I'm not into that, but I think it's, like Halliburton, Dick Cheney, one of those guys. Probably Dick Cheney was behind or Koch brothers. I don't know. Anyhow, they did that. It was a money-making thing, and they're making money off the people and the minorities. And well, it's a bummer to me. Okay, and here's another thing. It says that medical pot does not cause any crime. There is no correlation between legalization of medical marijuana and increases in crime. That's the conclusion reached by researchers at the University of Texas at Dallas who looked at crime trends from 1990 to 2006 across all 50 states, the period of time which the first 11 states legalized medi pot. Since then, others have, of course. Using FBI crime data, the researchers studied homicide, rape, robbery, assault, burglary, larceny, and auto theft rates for the 16-year period. None of these crimes increased after Medipot legalization in any of the states were to become legal. That's medical pot. In fact, robbery and burglary rates were completely unaffected, a finding that contracts with the sky will fall predictions of Medipot naysayers who argue that dispensaries would be targets and lead to increase in crime. So it was untrue, of course, like all the bullshit, like Sam always tells you, we just heard from Steppenwolf. This study accounted for an exhaustion list of social economic variables. There are well-established links to changes in crime's weight. There are well-established. The results are remarkable, it said. It's pretty telling. It will be interesting to see what the future studies. Well, there's no reason to worry about it because there's... We got it, man. I mean, everybody knows, what the hell, you get marijuana, you're going to have less of that. It's going to open the eyes. It's going to settle people down. It's going to change people. And maybe people will be more responsible. Whatever. We want them changed, right, guys? Okay, so we were talking about that. Let's talk about the prison system. I love this song. I played it a lot. I know everybody's probably sick of it, but I think this, this has to be said, and this guy says it very well. And it's going to be welcome home again, right?
Another depressant is marijuana. derived from the hemp plant. It inhibits and distorts the action of the brain and nervous system in a manner somewhat different from opiates.
Since 1990, over 9 million people have broken the rules and got arrested for pot. That's more than the population combined from Alaska, Montana, Wyoming, and even Vermont. Man, that sure seems like a lot. In 2005, over 750,000 American citizens got busted with weed. What burns holes in my tent is 86% were arrested for possession. But what I can't believe is one of those people was me. So what can we do about legalization? The rally around and reform legislation. Let's state our position and make it our mission. A change in the law is what we need. It's time we legalize weed. Chief Greenbud is spouting about prison overcrowding, using words like reform, rally, and change. Why should we do time for a victimless crime? Marijuana isn't evil, but it's taking the blame. Don't you think that it's time for a change? So what can we do about legalization? But rally around and reform legislation. Let's state our position and make it our mission. A change in the law is what we need. It's time we legalize weed. Let's make it our mission, state our position. Change in the law is what we need. It's time we legalize weed. Yeah, it's time we legalize weed.
Agent Foxy.
Sergeant.
Have a seat. First, I want to congratulate you on your recent promotion to deputy. We've been having some issues with two of the most notorious posses around town, otherwise known as the Black Gold and the Dada Son posse.
I'm familiar.
We have some pictures here of the two head guys. And what we'd like you to do is actually get familiar with these guys and set up a sting operation so we could put these guys where they belong, behind bars. Is this something you could handle?
Sergeant, you know how I do.
Hey, Dwayne, don't even look.
Them she is my dear. I remember seeing her first. She was hanging with her two girlfriends, as wonderful a flower as can be. So I told her she was amazing, clearly the star of the show. Her broken smile said so much to me. She was crying, baby, please come rescue me. So I told her I would love her endlessly. She is a good girl. look at her with crazy eyes. She turned and said to me, come rescue me.
Standing in the club all alone, shining like a diamond in the sea. So I told her that I was longing for a love I could call my own. Her tender touch, it meant so much to me. She was crying.
I'm gonna see.
Okay, we're back, and we're rolling right along. Got one more hour to go. Been here for an hour, still haven't had a phone call. You know, I'm going to go sleep here pretty soon. Okay, it's up on the hour, so we got 1 hour. That means, you know, wherever you are, it's top of the hour. Well, 2 minutes, actually, I guess. Some people say 1 minute, other people say 2 minutes. Depends on where I look on this computer. Okay, this is a Radio Caribbean radio show, Knowledge Station. Don't know if I'm up on CRS radio or not yet. I wasn't quite a while back, but I don't know what's happened to our engineer over there. I guess she, I'm coming live to you from Central America. It's pretty calm weather down here. We're right in between our seasons, between the hot season, the windy season, and now all of a sudden it goes bang. In the next 2 weeks, it completely changes. The wind goes away. And it gets hot in the daytime, and then at nighttime we get really heavy rain showers, which waters everything. It's kind of like turning on your sprinkler in the evening. And then it goes away for a couple hours. Sometimes it starts like 3 in the afternoon, sometimes whatever. Maybe, you know, 2 hours it'll rain really hard. Anyhow, in the night as well, okay? So I'm still waiting for someone to call here. Let me see. Is there anybody at the switchboard? No, not yet. I don't know what's going on. It's probably not working. If someone could just call me, they don't even have to talk to me. Just show that you'll appear up on there. And I'll wish you a thank you. Okay? Because I know before it didn't work, and now it says sometimes, I don't know. Let's see. Okay? Give me a call. What's that? Okay, here we go. Some more about the old health benefits of cannabis. You know, cannabis. It's just, you know, some of this stuff is kind of like boring, but when you know that this is a miracle plant, that someday in your life you're going to use it probably for something or another. Someday you're going to get sick with something that it cures and you're going to use it. So you might as well understand what exactly this thing's doing, okay? It's no longer a question which disease cannabis can cure, but which disease it can't cure. A study published in the National Review of Cancer provides a historic and detailed explanation about how THC and natural cannabinoids counteract cancer but preserve normal cells. And a study found that cannabinoids, whatever. I can't say very good, but you know what I'm talking about, man. The active components of marijuana inhibit tumor growth in laboratory animals. They do so by modulating key cell signaling pathways, thereby introducing direct growth arrest and death of tumor cells. So they're like the guys on the white horse, right? They come in and here's these bad cancer guys and the black horses and the black hats, and here comes the guys with the white hats and the white horse, and they come in, they wipe them out. It's a Bronson, whoever, Arnie Schwarzenegger, I don't know, but that's what they are. So what they do is the growth arrest, they stop the growth arrest and death of the tumor cells, as well as by inhibiting the growth of the blood vessels that supply the tumor. So they slow it down by that way as well. The Guzman study is very important. Let me see, because cancer occurs only because cells become immortalized. They fail to heed normal signals to turn off growth. A normal function of remodeling in the body requires that cells die on cue. This is called programmed cell death. The process fails to work in tumors. So once you have a tumor, it's not doing that inside. THC promotes its reappearance so that other cells in it will, in fact, heed the signals and stop dividing and die. So it's going to kill them inside the tumor. You see what I'm saying? But that's not all. The other way the tumors grow is by ensuring that they are nourished. They send out signals to promote the growth of new blood vessels. Cannabinoids turn off the signals as well. It is truly incredible and elegant. The reality is massive proof that the suppression of medical cannabis represents the greatest failures of the institution of the free society, medicine, journalism, science, and our fundamental values. I mean, it did, man. Here they held that down all that time. The big companies, again, Okay, it's no surprise the United States has decreed that marijuana has no acceptable medical use. That's why it was put on the same, drug list, the heavy duty one as heroin and everything. They said, oh, no, we can't help you medically, but we know better. We know that they studied and they knew it before. Anyhow, should remain classified as a highly dangerous drug like heroin. Accepting and promoting the powerful health benefits of marijuana would instantly cut huge profits geared towards cancer treatment. There you go, man. And the U.S. would have to admit it imprisons the population for no cause. Right? That's exactly what we were just talking about a little bit ago, and they're going to let a bunch of them out, or Obama says that he will, good diplomacy and let a bunch out. Because here it says right here, it kind of makes them look pretty stupid when they find out that here these people run around with medicine in their pockets and they're in prison for life or for how many years? I don't know. But Jesus, folks, give me a cure. And also, all the diseases that cures. Nearly half of all, let me see what this says. This is cool, huh? I got the twitch fingers here. Nearly half of all. The drug arrests in the United States, half of them, folks, are for marijuana, from carrying medicine with them. Besides the top 10 health benefits finding published in the journal, researchers have now discovered that marijuana-like chemicals trigger receptors in the human immune cells that can directly inhibit a type of human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, found in late-stage AIDS. So it can stop it. They can stop it. See what I'm saying? They can put back your immune thing that the HIV is taking away from you. I don't know, Chris. You gotta love this shit, you know? That's why I'm doing this show, because I want everyone to know about this, and I want people to vote for when it comes up. It is one of our free rights, and we gotta get it. We gotta get it, man. We all need this stuff. We're not getting any younger. We know a lot of people have a lot of health problems, and the medical, it just gives you things for the symptoms. They don't cure shit. Okay, recent studies have shown, they have even shown it to be effective as an antitypical antipsychotic in treating schizophrenia, a disease many other studies have constantly found it causing, they said. Okay, I'm going to play some more songs here, and then we'll come back, because, you know, we still got a lot of time. I want to tell you some more about this, and I don't want you to get bored. So we're going to roll right along here, and we're going to play a little bit of Lloyd Chandler's in Isham Cup. And after that, we'll play Babylon, Don't Touch My Weed. Must have some ear.
Before the version, make we get a look at the ice, you know. True, Lord, true. You with the version, now.
Babylon, don't you touch my senses. Whoa, Babylon, Herbert, watch a plane, the man. That must be a ganja plane. Exporting get big. Yes, man, I'm a calling all motor car, man, a motor tire, man. A minister, but nobody now come and come take it from me.
Okay, I was just thinking about, well, you know, I got Peter Tosh as my lead-in song, my theme song for my show, the cannabis show, and the reason is Peter devoted most of his life to that, you know. Of course, he was with the original Wailers, but then when they started going commercial, and Bunny and everybody, they kind of split off from it, and Bob had to go with other people. So, and what did he want to do? Is, well, what did he do? He stayed in Jamaica mostly and fought for peace and for, well, of course, legalization of marijuana. I mean, he was like the fighter of them all, and that's what he wanted. Think how amazed he'd be right now to see how far we've come to legalization. I mean, it's going to be within... year, 2 years, everything's going to be legalized. I mean, that's the way it is. I think he'd be proud of us folks. And he's a great man. He fought a lot. He got beat up. He's been, you know, been broken arms and thrown. The police have thrown him in jail and beat him up. But he lived a tough life, but he fought for what he liked. That's, you know, and he helped us start off, right? Okay, where was I now? I was back here. I was taking a look at this good stuff here that we were talking about a minute ago. Oh, I have a lot more stuff I can talk about today. Oh, isn't that nice? I'll bore you some more here. Okay, here we go. Here's some of the things that they found out just recently. Cancer. We know a lot about that, right? Cannabinoids, the active components of marijuana, inhibit tumor growth in laboratory animals and also kill cancer cells. We just read about that. Okay. They've known this for many years, Western medicine, yet they continue to suppress the information so that cannabis prohibition and the profits generated by the drug industry are proliferated. Okay, THC, that targets cannabinoid receptors. Well, we've just read about this. Okay, for the... It also suggests that THC and other designer drugs that are active in these receptors might be used in a targeted fashion to treat lung cancer. Yeah, I've read a lot. It does help in lung cancer as well. They said, you know, you can kind of get, like, if you smoke cigarettes and THC, you're going to get lung cancer maybe from the cigarettes, but then maybe the marijuana will take care of it. That's what I was thinking anyhow, but finally I just quit 2 months ago. Cigarettes anyhow. Okay, you got a thing they call Tourette's syndrome. I don't know what that, I've never heard of it. It says it's a neurological condition characterized by uncontrollable facial grimaces, tics, and involuntary grunts, snorts, and shouts, you know? Yeah, I've seen that on some things, yeah. Okay, they led a team, they were over in Germany, and they investigated, you know, they checked this out at a big medical college, investigated the effects of the chemicals called cannabinoids in 12 adult patients. A single dose of cannabinoid produced a significant reduction in symptoms for several hours compared to placebos, the researchers. He said, okay, that's the fake one. Seizures. Marijuana is a muscle relaxant and has antispasmatic qualities that have proven to be very effective treatment for seizures. We've all seen this many times. Everybody saw it on CNN. Everybody saw it. The little kids have been getting, they have to get that because it's the only thing that cure it, right? Okay. There are actually countless causes of people suffering from seizures that have only been able to function better through the use of marijuana. Migraines. Since medical marijuana was legalized in California, doctors have reported that they have been able to treat more than 300,000 cases of migraines that conventional medicine could not cure marijuana. So marijuana cures over 300,000 cases so far. Glaucoma, we know marijuana treatment for glaucoma has been one of the best documented. There isn't a single valid study that exists that disapproves that. It's always known that. Number six is multiple sclerosis. This is pretty new. Marijuana's effect on multiple sclerosis patients has become documented when former talk show host Montel Williams began to use pot to treat his MS. Marijuana worked to stop the neurological... effects and muscle spasms that come from the fatal disease. Okay, ADD and ADHD, a well-documented USC, University of State of California, study done about a year ago showed that marijuana is not only a perfect alternative for Ritalin, but treats the disorder without any negative side effects of the pharmaceutical. Cool, huh? That's a cool thing because it's natural. It doesn't ever have side effects. Okay, IBS and Crohn's. I didn't even hear of these things because I've lived away from the United States for so long. Marijuana has shown that it can help with symptoms of chronic diseases as it stops nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. Alzheimer's. I always call it old-timers, but despite what you might have heard about marijuana effects on the brain, they insist and they prove that the THC found in marijuana works to help prevent Alzheimer's by blocking the deposits in the brain that cause the disease. What can I say? Premenstrual syndrome. Just like marijuana is used to treat IBS, it can be used to treat cramps and discomfort that causes PMS symptoms. Oh, I see, yes. Using marijuana for PMS actually goes all the way back to Queen Victoria. Also, another thing they say, that raw cannabinoids seems to be the best. They keep finding they are. They say that cannabinoids can prevent cancer, reduce heart attacks by 66%, and insulin dependence of diabetes by 58%. Cannabis Clinic recommends drinking 4 to 8 ounces of raw flower and leaf juice from any hemp plant. And you get, that's 5 mg of cannabinoid per body weight. A salad of hemp seed sprouts, and 15 milligrams of THC taken in 5 daily doses. Okay, well, why raw? Well, they say that heat destroys certain enzymes and nutrients in the plant. Incorporating raw cannabis always allows for greater ability to those elements. Because all natural things, you know, if you don't screw it, you just eat it. You know it's going to be better. But... And what can I say? What difference is it going to get you anyhow? There was required large amounts of cannabinoids. Let me see. Okay, heating the plant for greater ability. Those who require larger amounts of cannabinoids without the psychotic effect look to need no further than raw cannabis. In this captivity, it can be used 60 times more tolerant than if it was heated. Wow. Raw cannabis is considered by many experts as a dietary essential. As a powerful anti-inflammatory antitoxin, raw cannabis may be used there with garlic and tamarind. Crazy, huh, guys? There's something to eat, man. Crazy. Blows my mind every day I see all this stuff. Okay, we're going to get on with the show. I don't know if there's anybody out there. Is there anybody out there? Okay, I'll give you a story. Do you think it's story time? I think it's story time. It's getting that time of day. Let's have a little story here, and then I can give you some briefs, eh? Adios.
I come from Oregon. I probably told some of you that before. That's where I come from. And when I got out of school there, thread. I got this ride down to Santa Rosa, California, and that didn't work out at all. So I called my brother. He was living in Austin. He had these friends that were letting him stay on their couch, and I figured they might have a couch that I could stay on. So I got this ride to Austin, Texas, and got to this address my brother gave me, and this guy introduced himself as Bonehead. And I went in and started asking around. Turned out they didn't have the second couch. They just had the one couch for my brother. But they knew where there was a party, and I thought, well, that's good enough. So we all got in this car, and we drove across town to this party where all these people were standing around drinking, and there was this guy in the corner of the party. His name was Trog, and he was 6'8", 300-pound guy. And he had a beer in each hand, and he was telling stories, and people would gather around him laughing. They weren't really funny stories, but he's 6'8", 300 pounds. So I went over there and started laughing, too, you know. And then towards the end of the party, when everybody drizzled out a little bit, I got to talking with Trog. Turned out him and his friends, they did have an extra couch that somebody could stay on. So I went over to their house and stayed for like 3 months, you know. And we would, most of the time at night, we would sit around and listen to whatever Trog said we were going to listen to on the radio, you know. Drink beer, whatever. One night we were sitting there listening, and he put on this CD of this guy I'd never heard by Jerry Jeff Walker, who you might have heard of. Yeah, he. If you had never heard of him, his main thing people are going for is the song Mr. Bojangles, but he's got a ton of great songs. And I'd never heard that kind of music before, and I got so excited, I told my friend, I said, this is it for me, you know. He said, well, he's playing at this place called Green Hall, so... That Friday night, me and Trog got in this truck, and we drove down to Green Hall to see Jerry Jeff, and he come out kind of like tonight, like I am, with just a guitar and sang some songs. I thought, shit, I could do that. So I went, I got myself a guitar, you know, and I started practicing, and a few months later, I was singing, and I feel like I got all that Jerry Jeff Walker records that they are. I got every single one. And if you're like me, when you get a record, I like to read the inside, the notes and stuff inside. So I was reading in some of his Jerry Jeff Walker records, and it turns out he records most of his stuff in this little town, not really a studio, but a little town called Luckenbach, Texas, that you might remember from that song, Willie and Waylon and the Boys in Luckenbach, Texas. The town itself is actually a beer hall, a post office, a house, a parking meter, and that's the whole fucking thing. And Jerry Jeff loved to hang out there, and he had become my hero, and they've had music on Fridays and Saturdays, so I wanted to play there. So I sent my tape over there and tried to get them to call me, and they never did call me. And then one night we were sitting around watching whatever Trog wanted to watch on TV, you know. And the phone rings, and this woman says, hey, this is Large Marge from down in Luckenbach. And our show on Saturday canceled, and we was wondering if you could come fill in. And I got excited, because I've been 6 or 7 months trying to get the show, so I was so excited. My heart's beating. I held the phone and checked with Trog. He said it was okay if we took the gig. And that weekend, we all got in this old $450 car that I had, and we started driving down the highway towards Luckenbach, Texas. And friends and neighbors, if you've never been to Luckenbach, Texas, you may never fucking go. Because tourists take the signs that point to it to keep in the garage and stuff. So you get out in the desert and there's no signs. And of course, it was just me and all my friends. It's all guys in the car. So we drove about another 2.5 hours before we ever pulled over and asked anybody where we was. We were on this thing called the Devil's Backbone Highway, right? So we finally pull into this place uniquely named the Devil's Backbone Tavern. And we go in, and now all the guys say, I gotta go in, you know? And so I go in there, and it's like one of them bars, like everyone's drinking beer, and they're like, say, 20 people in there, and they may say 17 teeth total in the whole place. And I'm not a good fighter or very good at protecting myself at all, you know? I thought, well, this may not work out. And, so I saw behind the bar there was this one older woman. She looked like she was in her 80s, and she kind of hunched over like I remember my grandma started to do. She had curly white hair, and she's all, I thought, well, I could take her. So I went over there. I go up to her. I says, man, we're trying to find Luckenbach, and we're so lost. And I swear this is true. She turned around really slow. I'll never forget it. She turned around. She looked up at me, and she kind of smiled. She says, fuck Luckenbach. Drink with us. So we did. And at the end of the night, you know, we had got our guitars out, and we were singing and everything and drank a whole bunch of beer. And I went up to her. They called her Miss Virgie. So I said, Miss Virgie, how much do we owe you for the beer? And she says, you don't owe me nothing, boy. So we started after that, every Friday after that, we would go down and sing for her, you know. By the end of the summer, I had gotten to know her, and I made this song up, Miss Virgie, wherever she is tonight, I don't know, but I play this for it. It features the hottest guitar work that I could do. Not this part. Mm-hmm. Hello, Miss Bird's attended bar, the shack out in the hills. Never made an old money boy, but it paid up all of her bills. She must have been 80 years old, but her heart was warm and her beer was cold. And she'd give away more than she ever sold, smiling all the time. I used to sing off in the corner every Friday night to a loud crowd of cowboys, bikers, and barroom fights. They'd be drinking beer and carrying on. Not a one of them was listening to one of my songs, but old Miss Virgie was singing along. She said she knew them all by heart. And then one night, after closing, she poured me up a beer. And she said, come over here and sit down, you little shit. I got something you ought to hear. She said, life isn't easy getting through. Everybody's gonna make things tough on you. But I can tell you right now, if you dig what you do, they will never get you down. She said, life's too short to worry. She said, life's too long to wait. Well, it's too short not to love everybody. Life's too long to hate. I meet a lot of men haggling for naggle all the time, trying to save a nickel, maybe make a dime. She said, not me, boy, no siree. No, I ain't got the time to do. Virgie, I guess it's probably been almost 18 years. Been bumming around this country, singing my songs for tips and beers. Now the nights are long and the traveling's tough. Hotels are weird and the pay sucks. But I can't take what I do enough. It never, ever gets me down. I say life is too short to worry. I say life's too long to wait. Too short not to love everybody. Life's too long to hate. I meet a lot of men haggling for daggle all the time, trying to save a nickel, maybe make a dime. She said, not me, boy, no siree. No, I ain't got the time. I told you I played there every Friday night for the rest of the summer, you know. And there was this one guy that used to sit in the corner every Friday night and listen to me play. He'd sit over there drinking beer, hogging like three or four teeth all to himself. And one night at the end of the summer, he come up to me. We hadn't talked the whole summer, you know. And he comes up to me and says, boy, I've been watching you. And I remember I said, you know, I've noticed that and I wanted to thank you. And he goes, oh, don't thank me, son. I think you suck. And I understood what he meant when he said I suck. But he wanted to go on and on about it. So he did. He said that him and his brothers was big fans of Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen Band. He said, last summer we drove into Austin to see Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen Band. Whole damn concert, Eddie V was on the top of his guitar. He said, you play the same three chords the whole fucking night. It sucks. So when I come up with this song, I thought of old Jerry Jeff, of course, and I thought of my buddy Trog, and Willie and Waylon and the boys, Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen Band. But most of all, I thought about that guy and his brothers. And that's when I come up with this part. Eat your heart out, you inbred some bitch.
Well, this is the Caribbean Radio Show Knowledge Station. The Panama Show, I still haven't got a phone call. Hey, man, don't make me leave here without a phone call. Give me a call. I want to know what you're doing, what's up. We're starting to get thunderstorms because our weather's changing. That means we get lots of thunderstorms. Real exciting time of year here. Talking to you from America Central. Central America. Okay, here we go. We're going to have a few things here that's happened just recently. It's just the flashes, right? Wisconsin State unanimously votes to legalize medical marijuana cannabis extracts. That means for all the kids and everybody, medicine, right, guys? If signed into law by the governor, that's all it needs to be. It'll be allowed to go in there without a signature. Don't worry about it. Okay. It's got it. Okay. Minnesota Senate Committee votes to legalize medical marijuana. Six states plus D.C. signed cannabis bill into law in less than a month. Cannabis bills in law in less than a month. Oh, my God, man. Is that cool or what? I should check that out and we'll find out. Oh, here we go. Well, one of them is a Utah. I know that. That's what it says. Okay, Alabama signs medical cannabis bill into law. Kentucky governor signs medical cannabis law. Then when the governor does it, that's the end of it, guys. I mean, he's got the final thing, right, guys? Under new law, approved the administrative conduct. Yeah. Hemp legalization measures unanimously passed by Tennessee Senate. Because they used to grow really good hemp. Hemp you can grow, you know, almost anywhere in the whole world you can grow it. Improves the soil, doesn't take herbicides, doesn't take pesticides, whatever, you can do everything. Okay, here's another one. Hemp bill signed into law by Nebraska governor. There's two hemp ones in one way. Maryland government to sign discrimination measure into law. Cannabis discrimination. Decrimination. I'm sorry. That means, hey, everybody can smoke it, right? Maybe they'll give you for $100 or something. Obama administration willing to work with Congress to reschedule cannabis. They said they want to work with Congress now. Hey, maybe when we get the new Congress in, there'll be time for them to fix this, right? Wouldn't that be cool if we could do it all within 1 year? Obama, let me see. Enough signatures collected to put cannabis legalization to vote in 10 Michigan cities and one county. Because, see, the state of Michigan, the governor's all against it. Everybody's against it. That guy's against it. There's a lot of people against it in the government. So now they're going and the cities are doing it and the counties are doing it. And pretty soon there'll be more of them doing it. You might as well forget it, guys. The whole state will have to go. Okay, what else we got here? I guess I screwed up here somewhere. Obama, okay, did that one. Signatures to put, enough signatures to vote on it. Cities in one county, okay. And here's another Wisconsin Senate unanimously votes to legalize medical marijuana extract. Minnesota Senate Committee votes to legalize medical marijuana cannabis. Florida State overwhelmingly passes medical cannabis bill. There you go, see? I knew Florida would because they've got a guy down there that's pushing this. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Hawaii governor to sign hemp bill into law. Another hemp bill, folks, 1 week. That's three. Cool, huh? Pretty soon we're going to have them in all of them. Okay. Initiative filed to legalize recreational drugs in Nevada. Another new study, medical marijuana legalization not associated with increased use by adolescents. We found that out. And Illinois House of Representatives passes measure to legalize hemp research. Well, you know, when they research it and find out what they can get out of it, we're going to have a lot of good stuff on the stuff have done. Okay, what's this one here? We got Hawaii Senate passes medical cannabis bill. Minnesota Senate Committee votes to legalize medical marijuana cannabis. Gee, huh? This is all happening within the last month. This is April 23rd. Colorado Senate unanimously approves easing of hemp regulations. Okay, what's that mean? 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. 4 states in 1 week. Another little thing I like to tell you a little bit about is some of the recent things that have come. In Canada, when they say regulations, they're going to put in some new regulations. Uruguay nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for legalizing marijuana. Support growing slowly for legalizing case in Ireland. Uruguay, again, Uruguay are a big step to put both on. Okay, medical marijuana goes on sale in Czechoslovakia pharmacies. German court approves some medical marijuana growing. Mexico enacts law to help drug war victims. Well, yeah, they're also going for it. Yeah. And that's about it. Colombia Supreme Court discriminalizes drug. Colombia Supreme Court rules that carrying a small amount doses of drugs is not punishable by offense. No, whatever you want to use for yourself. I mean, you know, give me a break, you guys. Okay, we're going to hear some music because I'm going to have to be getting out of here pretty soon. Been really fun. Thanks for everybody. If there is anybody, we'll find out, huh? We'll find out. This guy's, I love these guys. I just came across from a while back, about a month ago. I like it. I think they're cool, man. Let me see. Oh, got the wrong one. Okay, I got this one. These are called To the Roots, Higher.
Something bigger, constantly changing with the times, an ever-evolving figure. What will it take to walk hand in hand, change with the times, and understand, create harmony with unity, erase the meaning of a foreign land? Now it's a world with no borders, demanding a new world order. Imagine if we never had to read another story of a life cut off by a mortar. It should be easy to find some peace in a world if we all share the ways with each other. But it's up to us to spread the love around.
Sergeant General Warren. Cigarette smoking is dangerous. Dangerous. Don't you care for your health? It's dangerous. Deep in the mountains, far from everywhere, nestled in a valley where the clouds disappear, marijuana grows her children with so much care. Where the cold wind blows and no man truly knows of the wisdom, oh the wisdom and the courage that she shows. Marijuana, marijuana, you show your children you truly, truly care. When all is gone, you're not going anywhere, yeah. Marijuana, marijuana, though some people may try to fight you down, you spread love and joy all around, yeah. Them chop you up, them break you down, them light a fire, but the smoke is still around. Marijuana, the smoke is still around, yeah. Some intellects may say, when you're going blind, marijuana can lead the way. Marijuana, always here to save the day, yeah. Marijuana, marijuana, you show your children you truly, truly care. When all is gone, you're not going anywhere, yeah. Marijuana, marijuana. All around, marijuana, you spread love and joy all around. I've got two fierce people, them all are trying to slander your name. Should the poor man keep you so close to him, heart, but not afraid to call upon your name. Them used to be your friends before, them used to always knock on your door, but now that them living sweet, them all are trying to feel complete, yeah. Marijuana, marijuana, you show your children you truly, truly care. When all is gone, you're not going anywhere, yeah. Marijuana, marijuana, though some people may try to fight you down, you spread love and joy all around. Deep in the mountains, far from everywhere, nestled in a valley where the clouds disappear. Marijuana grows her children with so much care. Where the cold wind blows and no man truly knows of the wisdom, oh the wisdom and the courage that she shows. Marijuana, marijuana, you show your children you truly, truly care. When all is gone, you're not going anywhere, yeah. Marijuana, marijuana, though some people may try to fight you down, you spread love all over the ground. All around, all around, marijuana, you spread love and joy around. Them chop you up and break you down, light a fire, but the smoke is still around. Marijuana, the smoke is still around. Some intellects, they say, when you're going blind, marijuana will lead the way. Marijuana, you're always here to save the day. Marijuana, marijuana, you show your children you truly, truly care. When all is down, all is down.
So I'm back and here just to say goodbye. My age, my night is over. And now it's time to kick back. I hope everybody has a super good week. Spread smiles, spread love, and spread the word. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. It's a big up to all. And I'll see you next week if you're so inclined. I'll be here. Same time, same station. see you next week. I'm going to dance on out of here. I want you to dance on out of here. You're going to have to get your butts up when you hear this song. I don't think you can hardly... Well, you got to move something. I don't know, finger, hand, I don't know. Adios.
Oh, yeah. Oh, darling. Just floating like a butterfly, so charming.
Baby girl,
she recognized the man in me.
Number one in the world.
There's something in her eyes like a spell, getting me hypnotized. Oh Lord, she gave me one smile, two smiles, three smiles. She got me going wild.
Work more than diamonds and
so
pearls.
So baby, don't change your sign.
Next.